This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day for the Democrats when it comes to the Republican filibuster blocking the vote bill. I'll explain. And the president with a two-hour press conference. He's been in office for almost a year as of Thursday. In fact, it is officially a year. And he talked about mostly COVID, inflation, and a little bit about Russia and took reporters' questions. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in America, a slice of what's happening out of D.C. that affects you and me. So here's what happened. Joe Manchin said he couldn't support the perilous course, and he was joined by the Arizona senator as well, Sinema, who also said she could not go in that direction either. So Democrats in the U.S. Senate late on Wednesday launched an unlikely effort to change that filibuster rule after Republicans used it to block voting legislation sought by the president. The Republican opposition was there for the fifth time in less than a year. So another blow to the president's domestic agenda months before the November 8th congressional elections, a lot of months before the elections, but a major bill to expand investment in domestic social programs already fallen apart in Congress. But the key thing is sticking to just this one horse. The Democrats fell short of the 60 votes they needed to overcome that legislative hurdle known as the filibuster, which requires at least 60 votes in a 100-member Senate to advance legislation. So it wasn't going to go in the right direction. It wasn't looking that way because of Manchin in the first place, because it was expected to fail, because it was being opposed by Republicans and a small amount of Democrats. So now if you look at what does that mean when it comes to voting, the final vote, 52-48, against proposed filibuster revisions. If you look at what it means and just cut through all of the nonsense, you've got several state legislatures driven by claims of what happened in the last election that have passed laws that Democrats, they say, will discourage voting, especially in areas that are poor and have more minorities. But proponents of the law, so they will ensure the integrity of the elections in the future. So Democrat Joe Manchin defended his opposition to changing the filibuster rule, saying even though he supports the voting rights legislation itself, his vote, of course, would be needed to overturn it. He said, let this change happen in this way, and the Senate will be a body without rules. We don't have to change the rules to make our case to the American people. And the president, when he gave his news conference on Wednesday, said that he's not giving up hope of advancing voting rights. He said we haven't run out of options. But this is a big option that has now run out. So what will be interesting to see is what happens in those midterm elections. And because of this, what direction many of those midterm elections will take. But we have a ways to go before we hit that. In the meantime, the president, decided to do a news conference that ended up being 2 hours, but it was earlier in the day, before primetime anyway. And one of the main themes of what he was talking about was acknowledging that we are tired, exhausted, and demoralized because of the pandemic. And of course, the president has had really tough approval ratings. They're historic lows in the last couple of weeks, and maybe probably last month or so. And he said he believes that in looking at where we are with the 2 years of physical, emotional, and psychological impact on the pandemic, it's just too much to bear. And he says, some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it job not finished. It will get better. But we are gripped by more cases of the Omicron virus spreading. And, of course, inflation is at an insane level, insane in the sense that we haven't seen it in about a generation. So if things don't turn around, I think it's going to be very tough for the Democrats, again, in the midterm elections. It's kind of like that report card. What happens in your neighborhood and what happens in your wallet and what happens with your health will definitely be part of where these votes end up going. So there were a handful of reporters. They were allowed to attend, and they had to be tested for the virus, wear masks, and they could ask questions, and there were lots of questions that were asked, and especially about the Ukraine, for one, and what ultimately would be the reaction of the U.S. if the Ukraine, or if Russia invades the Ukraine. And Biden said Putin would pay a dear price if he does that. And if he invades the Ukraine, speaking at this news conference, he said that he suggested that he would limit Russia's access to the international banking system if they did invade the Ukraine. And other than that, though, he was vague about what does that look like. Biden said he believes the decision would solely be Putin's and suggested he was not fully confident that Russia, with whom they've been having discussions, that were negotiating correctly and they were fully informed about Putin's thinking. There's a question of whether the people they're talking to know what he's going to do. I would say he's right on that. I would say that Putin plays it close to the vest, and I don't know that the people that are part of a diplomatic entourage really do know what's going to happen. Ukraine is preparing for the worst. And are they going to survive? What does that mean? And our president urges them not to panic, but when they look around, you see that 100,000 troops have been amassed near their border. So there have been inconclusive talks. There's rising tensions. And Russia's military activity has been increasing in the last couple of weeks. And we haven't concluded whether he's going to invade or whether the show of force is intended to kind of squeeze the security concessions without any kind of a conflict, without any kind of an actual conflict. But Moscow is not backing down, and I can't imagine that they would back down from this. And they're not backing down from their insistence that the U.S. formally ban Ukraine from ever joining NATO and reducing its and the alliance's military presence in Eastern Europe. That's part of what they want. But the U.S. and any allies say that these demands are non-starters. And again, why do you care about this? Because what does it mean if there's aggression on Russia? What does it mean if they are relentlessly aggressive and there's a lot of bloodshed and mayhem in the Ukraine? It means partly this. The Biden administration is saying they're going to provide an additional $200 million in defense military aid to the Ukraine. So we are helping them, and the assistance will only increase if Russia does invade. So we're definitely supporting them, propping them up with money, military aid, that kind of stuff. So it does matter, and it does play a part in what happens here in the United States. Hang with us. The conversation with Jordan Walker, an author, next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Is with us. She's in our virtual green room right now. She's got a book out called Dark Nights, First in the United Dawn series. So this is a series, and it's pretty interesting where she takes this family, a secret, and this character. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about your idea for this series, first of all. When did you decide, hey, I've got an idea of a story here. I'm going to write this out, and then I'm going to create this and make it bigger and add some more to it, to this series. How did that all start?
Well, I first wrote it when I was still in high school, and we were having this thing called National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo, and I wanted to write a story with the main character that feels real, or a character that is a reflection of what is a lot of people's realities rather than a very exaggerated version of what someone might be like.
And in this book, and let's talk about it, we're talking about fantasy. You're talking about different fantasy worlds, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's you've got this fairy tale, you've got magic, you've got all of this in Dark Nights. So explain the fantasy world. How do you create a fantasy world? I'm playing around with virtual reality, and I was thinking about talking to you today, and I was thinking, wow, it's like a different kind of virtual reality.
Right. And for this one, how I went about it is just coming up with exactly what would I want in it, and what would connect with the main idea and the main storyline. So in this one with the fantasy world, coming up with the idea of having fantasy creatures in it and placing my own spin on them, what really helped create this world and then creating a new map of everything, of where everything would be and how they would interact in that world. That's what really helped me.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the creatures. That's my favorite part. Tell me about some of the creatures you created.
One of the big creatures that show up a lot in the storyline is fairies, to where they're not like the Disney Tinkerbell type fairies. They're more like, more similar to Shakespeare's fairies that you would see in Midsummer Night Dreams. Like, there's different types where there's some that are more kind, there's some that are more easily approachable, and there's others that you wouldn't want to meet them in a dark alleyway type of deal. And there's other creatures that are less like human-like. There's things like ogres that are like these giant nighttime monsters, essentially, in this world. There are things like harpies in this world that they're more man-eaters, and like they're active at all times of the day, but they're more like suave to draw in people, or in their case, their next meal. And there's a bunch of different types like that that show up in this storyline.
Nice. And your main character, because you have to have that strong main character, is Jade. What's Jade like?
She's like one of those... teenagers that you would see in real life, to where she's not just smart and resourceful, but she also makes a lot of mistakes. She can be impulsive, but she still is, she's still smart. Like, she's still able to work out things pretty quickly. But again, like, she's younger, she's still learning, and she'll make mistakes along the way, but she's still that strong character that you would want to see.
I like it, a strong character that you would want to see. And for you in writing these books and having this pipeline of books, do you feel like, hey, I can start another series, I can go in a different direction? Has this gotten, in other words, because you started at 16, really, and put it away and then came back to it, and now it's become something bigger. Do you see yourself writing more and more books?
I do. Writing is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. So I'll always write. And with this particular series, I feel like the world is so expansive that I'll definitely add on to it, just besides this original series.
Nice. What do you hope people take away from reading your books?
The main takeaway I would like people to take away is just that family is more than just blood. Like, there are more people that will have your back in ways we're taught only family will. And in this story, you see that a lot with all the character interactions, in that family is included, your blood is included in your family, but that's not your only family you'll ever have.
It's a perfect place to end this. I love that sentiment. Jordan Walker, you can get this book, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Dark Knights, first in the Until Dawn series, and we'll wait for some of the other stuff to come out, too, as well. Jordan, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
All right, coming up on the show, we're going to have a conversation with Tootsie Barron. I wait to hear what she writes about powerful woman in the mob, as far as the numbers are concerned, and it's very rare that would happen, that a woman would be trusted to run the numbers in a mob organization, but I'll let her explain. And at the tail end of the show, I've got Just the Facts as I Know Them. So let me just throw that in. Just the facts as I know them to be true. Right? What are facts anymore? But seriously, there is some really good stuff in there that will make you laugh, I think, out loud in some cases, and make you go, like Costco, just expanding like nobody's business. So people are going to Costco. There's something in the mind, right, I think, about, well, I joined this membership, and I'm going to get these incredible discounts, and so I'm going to Costco. I think if you have a big, and I say this in Just the Facts, I think if you have a big family, it makes sense. If you're flying solo, I don't know that you need a Costco membership, unless you like to get the hot dog and the drink and go and look at all the incredible amounts of bulk items that you could pick up. I mean, then maybe it makes sense for you. I don't know. Maybe. Just maybe that's what it is. All right. On the financial side, it's interesting because we're talking so much about inflation and how does that translate to you and what's happening when it comes to gas. What are you paying for gasoline? Because, you know, we see that really, really shooting up. So you want some good news? Here's some things that you don't have to pay for. If you want to get a free COVID test, in fact, several of them, you can go to covidtest.gov right now and you will get it free. You don't pay for shipping, nothing. You will get it free. Also, you will get masks in the next week or so. You'll be able to go to pharmacies and some of these health centers and you'll be able to get three masks. So the really good ones, the N95s, and you won't have to pay for them because there's so many websites out there that are trying to sell you masks and some of them are fraudulent, et cetera. But the bottom line is this. You don't have to pay for them, right? So there's something good that's coming out of Washington, D.C. No money out of your pocket in a sense, but no money out of your pocket to be able to get those testing kits that can add up when you get a couple of them. And it's hard to find them in some places because there's a lot of shortages. You see the big signs, we're sold out. And then, you know, the idea that, of course, you can get reimbursed if you have insurance through the insurance company, but that would be still shelling out the bucks to get the Binex Now test and then doing the reimbursing thing. So this way you don't have to do that. So, yay, I think that's a win. If we're looking for some wins, there's a win. Here's another win. I'm going to try this, and I'm going to let you know if it's worth messing around with this. It seems like everybody I know is doing Wordle. Do you know what Wordle is? It is a diversion, right? But it's this puzzle game, a word puzzle game. And people are becoming obsessed with this. It's a free game. It was developed by a software engineer named Josh Wardle, and it's simple. You get six chances to solve the day's five-letter word, with every incorrect answer giving you a hint as to which letters are correct and what aren't. So it's called, again, Wordle. He and his partner decided we could enjoy this together. They had no clue that they would amass already over 2 million players in just a few weeks. So I'm going to try it and see if it's any good. And if it's good, I'll pass it on. I'll give you my review in our next show. Meet you on the flip side.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
NBC Sports confirmed Wednesday it will not send announcers to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing because of a surge in the COVID-19 Omicron variant in China. USA Today reported the announced teams will call events from the NBC facility in Connecticut. Although Team USA will participate in the games this year, U.S. officials will not attend. Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49 to 51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. And Ford is recalling 200,000 cars to fix a problem with the brake lights. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden addressed the nation Wednesday. He had this to say about politicians across the aisle.
Think about this. What are Republicans for? What are they for? Name me one thing they're for. And so the problem here is that I think what's happens, what I have to do in the change in tactic, if you will, I have to make clear to the American people what we are for. We passed a lot. We passed a lot of things that people don't even understand what's all that's in it, understandably.
The U.S. Forest Service is putting out future California wildfires. It revealed a new wildfire mitigation plan on Wednesday with new tactics forest managers will take over the next decade. The plan includes conducting hazardous fuels removal and forest thinning on 75 million acres of federal, state, tribal, and private lands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wonderful conversation with Tootsie Barron off the air. Her novel just takes you into places that you just cannot believe. She's from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, so we completely get it, and I think the people listening will completely understand on the East Coast and elsewhere as well the fascination with the mafia and things that have happened and in incredible twists in this book with a pretty powerful woman. Sugar Paper is the name of the novel. Tootsie, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're most welcome. It is my pleasure.
So let's talk about your main character and what the book's about.
Okay, the main character is, I call him Uncle. She calls him Uncle. Kiki calls him Uncle. Kiki is a heroine. Uncle, or the man, he's her unofficial godfather. He is the main character. And he guides her through her life alongside of her father because they are best friends. And when her father passes away and before he does, he promises her that Uncle will tell her the whole story of her very unusual life and why it was her destiny to go into the business that she ultimately goes into. She basically had no choice. It was her destiny to do that. And she rose to the top of a multi, I'm going to probably say $1 billion a year business, which is run exclusively by men and controlled by the mob. It's their biggest moneymaker, and that is bookmaking. And she goes to work for a particular family. And basically what she does is, no other woman did what she ultimately achieves. She becomes so good at what she does. She moves money all over the country to other mob families for her mob family, the one she's working for. She's a bookmaker. And she becomes so great with the numbers that she makes a ton of money for them. I mean, because basically what she does, she goes shopping for numbers. And if there's one thing we know on this planet, we have that gene, the females. Nobody can outshop a female. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Who can outshop us?
Nobody.
I mean, with that gene. I mean, all the men could be out there, you know, on the telephone, writing the bets, but nobody's going to outstop a woman. we're born with that gift. And that's exactly what she does. They hook her up with five of the major families. And when they want her to move money on a game or many games, she's got to go shopping for the best number. It's like anything else. If you're going to, take the favorite, if they want you to bet the favorite, well, you have to try to find the lowest number. If you're taking the underdog, you're going to try to find the highest number. And the numbers do vary by regions in the country based on where the teams are playing. Because naturally, if a team is playing at home, they're going to get more action on that team. And they'll probably raise their number. So, because all the money's coming in that way. And if you're looking, but if they want her to take the points, well, that's where she's got to go shopping. She's got to try to find the highest point. Why take three when you can take 3.5? A half a point in that world, especially in a football, whether it be college or professional, can make all the difference in the world. A half a point is strong. It can be the difference between if the line is three, if a game ends on three, and often they do because of the field goal, a 3-point, that would end up a push. Now, if you were able to lay 2.5 and they win by three, well, you're going to win that bet.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And the opposite way, if you were taking it. So a half a point could amount to tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she moved up money and as high as $50,000 on a game, on one particular game.
Yeah. Wow.
So shopping for numbers becomes very important and crucial, as a matter of fact. And she becomes so good at it that the Godfather ultimately gives her the nickname she becomes a legend in that role because she's the only woman to have ever gone to the top. And they give her the nickname, the most stand-up lady in the state of New Jersey because along the way, she gets questioned by every law enforcement department out there, with the exception of the KGB, MI6, and the CIA. Everybody comes knocking on her door sooner or later. And ultimately, she, of course, stands up, never gives anybody up, and has to pay the price for it. And that's what the story is. It was never a question of me, would I ever write it? It was always a question of when would I have the time to do it.
Mm.
And to bring a female character in, I'm the only woman on the planet who has ever written a totally mobbed up book. It's never been done.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke ground there as well. And she's believable. Kiki and what she does, because it's not just about her working. The sports probably is four chapters out of the whole 23.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see her as a mother with her son. You're going to see her as a dutiful daughter. And And as a wonderful worker who stands up, shuts up, and gets the job done. I grew up in Jersey City, which, as you know, is the second largest city, only to Newark.
Yep.
And at the time when I grew up, it had a very large Italian population. So I grew up surrounded with not only brothers, but guys that some of which grew up and became wise guys. And there's a lot of wise guys in Jersey City. Well, there was. And so I was around them. And I got, because of some of the, and the other thing I did that's never been done in any mob book, and all the others are written by men, I put a cloaking device on the 7 main characters. And by the last chapter, when I uncloaked everyone, you will see no one is who you thought they were.
Mm.
So there's the other twist. I stepped outside of the box, kept the story as a mobbed up book, which it is, but I put a cloaking device on them, and all will be revealed in the final chapter. And so that's another slant.
Oh, I love it.
There's another slant to a totally mobbed up book that no one's ever taken that approach.
Yeah.
I don't care which one it is. The Godfather is the Godfather. Everybody is who they are. The hitmen are the hitmen. You know, the couples are the couples. But in this case, I put a cloaking device on them.
Yeah.
And it makes it more of a mystery as much as a mob story.
Yes, I think that's exactly nailed it. We have like a minute left. Was this fun for you to write this?
Oh, absolutely. And it was always my destiny to do it. I knew that. And I loved it. I love naming characters, placing them where I want them to be. And every writer has a different style. I always write the beginning, and then I go right to the end, because I want to know, and then I fill it in. I want to know where that book is going to be by the end. And that's how I do it. And then I go back and I fill in the rest of it. And it was a tremendous amount of fun. I love it. And, well, I love to write. And right now they're getting ready to release the sequel to my children's book, which is already out. I can see the Rainbow Bridge. The sequel is called Will You Be There When I Call to You? And they're working on that right now.
Wow.
And I'm in the process of finishing my latest novel, which is called Into Forever Land, which is totally different. I don't want to stay. Many authors stay in one genre, and they write the same kind of work, all their mm-hmm. books. And I didn't want that. I want to mix it up. I want to step out. I went from a mob book to children's books, and now I'm going to a lifelong story of friendship and a beautiful love story.
I want to
do it all. I just don't want to stay in one spot.
I love that. I can tell that you don't want to stay in one spot. Tootsie Barron, it's been a delight to talk to you. The book that we were talking about, Sugar Paper, all of her work, you can get that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure. And stay well. And as I sign off with everybody, as I sign every book, I wish you all that heaven allows.
Oh, I love that hashtag. I wish you all that heaven allows. Tootsie, what a lady. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A wonderful day.
You Bye. Too. Bye-bye.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Just the facts, man.
It's a fact. Do you go to Costco? They announced plans to open up, ready for this, 28 new stores in 2022. Why am I not surprised by this? Every time I drive by a Costco, it is jammed. I mean, seriously, the success that they have getting people in the door during the pandemic is crazy. So the warehouse chain is going to invest $4 billion into its business in 2022. And, of course, if you haven't been there, you know what it is? It's bulk goods, and, you know, that's what it's about. You get 28,000 rolls of toilet paper or whatever it is that you need, and you're set. You're set. But here's the thing. If you have a super big family, I get it. But when it's just a couple people, like my husband and I and the dog, and we had a Costco membership, oh, it's ridiculous. Like, there's no way you can go through everything that you get, and then you have to kind of figure out, is it really worth it? I have people on top of me when I'm shopping. I get it for bigger families. I get it when you have companies where you have things that you have to get to acquire that make sense for, let's say, like a break room or whatever it might be. And I'm sure people would say the opposite of what I'm saying, that it's just incredible the money they save. They do have good cake. A lot of times I've been to birthdays where they get the Costco sheet cake, and I have to say it's like the best cake that I've ever had. I'm going to say this, ever have. Our good news, if you have a student loan, for some people anyway, Navient, a loan servicing company, reached a settlement with 39 attorney generals. They agreed to cancel $1.7 billion in student loan debt across 66,000 borrowers. Oof, if you're one of those lucky borrowers, then you probably feel good about that. Student loan burdens can really crush people, especially when, through no fault of their own, there aren't jobs in a field, etc., you know, whatever. But I know people have different thoughts on that. So let's talk about some other things that are just the facts, as I know them to be true. Anyway, let's say that. I know this. Scream dethroned Spider-Man No Way Home with $34 million in box office sales after just its first weekend. I predict this is going to make way more than that. You have the original cast, Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and David Arquette. And I have to say, I've seen like snippets of it, the trailer. You know how you do the cheap movie reviews once in a while? If you like that kind of movie, and I don't know how many they've made, this one actually looks like it could be pretty funny. I mean, maybe you wait till it streams, but I thought it was pretty interesting looking anyway. That's what I would say. All right, something else that popped up on my radar and made me laugh, speaking of screaming. Do you know, if we went back in history, in 2004, it seems like so long ago, doesn't it? Remember Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean, who screamed during a campaign speech? That was mimicked so much. Some people say it may have been one of the most mimicked moments in politics, and it was the first political meme. That's a fact. First political meme, the scream. I can't tell you how many people sent me that, and I thought it was so funny. I mean, what was he doing? Doc, take a load off. And of course, we know where that presidential campaign ended up. Not in the direction I think that he wanted it to go in anyway. There is so much more that I can share with you on just the facts. Every day when I go through all this material I have, I think, wow, there, as much as we live in this wonky world of really what we believe to be true or what other people believe to be true, there are things that fall into that, what I call, again, just the facts category. So let me give you a couple more that I came up with. And boy, oh boy, going through it, I just found a ton. So we'll be sharing them in the future. So how's that? Right? That makes sense. How about this? Magic Leap. It's just a fact. Makers of one of the first AR headsets announced they're going to focus its new model, the Magic Leap 2, on medical customers. Okay, so why is that interesting? Well, it's interesting to me because, well, first of all, they struggled to turn the headset into a big hit for consumers. So now they're going after surgeons and medical customers. That's what they decided. This is going to be their lane. You know, they say you get rich in the niche, and so maybe this makes sense, right? And in their latest product, it's an AR headset that's coming out mid-year. This Magic Leap 2 that I mentioned will be used by companies like heart mapping startup Senator Inc. and also a couple of other companies where, like Heru Inc., where they're going to personalize vision correction applications. So just think of how that could be applied. And I think it could work. I do. I mean, it seems pretty ambitious, but I think when you talk about AR, which is a cousin to virtual reality, and it melds computer imagery with real-life views, I think it works, right? And they've made lots of improvements. And for the healthcare industry, if you think about it, a larger field of view expands vertically, so a surgeon or doctor can look up at virtual screens and then back at any holographic images on the patient. I don't know, I think there could be some magic in this. I do. Whatever works and makes the job better, or you can apply technology in the healthcare field in this sense, I'm all for trying it. Why not? So good on them. And again, you get rich in the niche. So if it really works, they'll make a lot of money on it. I can't imagine, you know, that they wouldn't make a lot of money. All right. How about this? Envoy. You know, Envoy is a workplace management platform. There are a bunch of them. They raised $111 million to help companies address a hybrid workforce. And, of course, that's the world that we live in.
you know, the president was talking about that, what is COVID? People are talking about the word, the new normal, and it's not going to go back to the way it is. And some people disagree with that. I think that we will have a lot of the hybrid working going on, and that can be a good thing for some people, and maybe it's not a good thing for other people. But regardless, you need to be able to do it. So they cater to this. They're catering to this hybrid workforce, and that's why they raised that money, because they needed the cash injection, because they're coming across industries that have to reevaluate how they're operating. I mean, remote work is the order of the day right now. There's no question. You know, you look at, like, Meta, formerly Facebook, they're the latest big name company to keep delaying their return to office plans. And you keep seeing this over and over and over and over again. And I think for sure, just the facts, that we in the near term future are going to see more of that. Maybe more people eventually return. There's always that argument, which is better. I just think what's necessary. So that's what's necessary. All right, this is just a fact. In 1973, the Miami Dolphins won the Super Bowl, becoming the only NFL team in history to play a perfect season. What Super Bowl was it? Super Bowl VII. How about that? Yes, Super Bowl VII. And I don't know that we'll ever see that again. You know, of course, the Patriots came close. There are other teams that look like they come close at some points in the season, but then somewhere it always falters. And this is interesting to me. Making money off of weed taxes. There are more and more states that are, besides medical marijuana, that are given the green light to pot. And here's the thing. There is money to be made when states are struggling in that sense. So in 2020, cannabis sales had a record $17.5 billion in sales. Just the facts from Forbes, as we know them to be true. A report from the Marijuana Policy Project found that states are also profiting, right? So 18 states that have legalized recreational cannabis have raked in $10.4 billion in tax revenue since 2014. I'll give you some examples. Colorado, thanks to my friends at The Hustle for coming up with this, Colorado kicked off legal adult use in 2014. They've collected so far $1.79 billion. Alaska, they got into the game in 2016. They've generated $95 million. California, in 2018, of course, our largest state as far as population, they've collected $3.1 billion. And remember, cities pull in some money, too. So if you look at local tax revenues, Denver, they released a report saying they generated $237.5 million. And then you think, well, where does the money go? Like in Colorado, they use the money for a thing called Building Excellent Schools Today, this fund. And they put a part of it into that. California has given $100 million to organizations that work with communities harmed by the war on drugs. You know, it's so interesting to think about it. And this is just another crazy, just the facts. The Pew Research Center 2021 study found that only 8% of U.S. adults think cannabis should be legal. What? 31% are cool with it for medical use, and 60% are fine with recreational use, too. Just the facts. New York! Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.